This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial government shutdown entering day three, and many in Washington are confident it's going to end anytime soon. Some say it could end on Thursday when the U.S. Senate returns. But soon to be acting chief of staff to President Trump, Mick Mulvaney says,
it's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Retiring Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is signing the order to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, as President Trump has ordered. Mattis decided to resign last week over policy differences with President Trump, including when it comes to Syria. Drenching rains up and down the West Coast, while heavy snow is hitting the Sierra and the Rockies, making driving dangerous on this high-travel Christmas Eve. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump filling an open slot at the Defense Department, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump picks Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to become the acting Defense Secretary to replace James Mattis. Shanahan starts January 1st. Now, this is much earlier than the departure date of February 28th that Mattis mentions in his resignation letter. Mattis resigning after President Trump decides to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. President Trump on Twitter saying of Shanahan, Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously at Boeing. He will be great. Explanation point.
Iran saying it's not worried about a U.S. aircraft carrier that's currently in the Persian Gulf. The USS John C. Stennis arriving in the region Friday amid increasing tensions between Iran and the U.S. An Iranian military commander telling local media that the aircraft carrier's presence is insignificant, in his words. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump receiving both criticism and support on the Sunday talk shows for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the very latest now on that drone scare at a British airport, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with the string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what we're all about here at the intersection of faith and politics. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, for more information on the show, I'll direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. A lot of great stuff there. And a great picture that has really, actually two photos particularly that'll just grab you by the heart. Number one is the president, former president, 41, his service dog, Sully, lying before the casket. And the other one was a reminder of the photo that we saw when Barbara Bush passed as she was going into heaven, and Robin, their three-year-old daughter, was welcoming them there. And this one shows the president coming off his plane, World War II plane, and meeting up with Barbara and Robin in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you." Gosh, it's just so touching, you know, what has gone on. And I think that the timing of the passing of this president at a time when our country has been so embittered, it is nice to have a moment. And I got to tell you, I am so grateful for the Bushes and how they have been honoring their father, their grandfather, and the way the nation has been honoring this president. Some pundits cannot help themselves. They want to, you know, use it as a comparative against Donald Trump. It's unfortunate. And I want to bring Dr. Paul Kengor on right now. Dr. Kengor, of course, professor of political science, executive director at the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, great, Bill. Now that I opened your website, I heard you say that, and wow, this is really touching. This cartoon, this George Bush, 1924, 2018. Yeah, they got the plane there in heaven, and Barbara saying, "We waited for you," and yeah, wow, and they're holding Robin's hand. Mm. I'm getting choked up just looking at this.
You can't help but be moved by that, and then you know, and you see Sully there lying before the casket. He's been his service dog, I guess. He's been with the president since the passing of Barbara, I understand, and he will have another mission, you know, to go and serve some vets once the funeral is over. But oh my goodness,
You might want to add the picture of Bob Dole.
Yes, well, that is precious. Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that.
I saw that about a half hour ago, and I don't know how old Bob Dole is. He must
95.
Be 95.
95.
Wow.
95.
He outlived George H.W. Bush, and to see him there, and I still remember Bob Dole speaking at Richard Nixon's funeral back in 1994 and gave, I thought, one of the most touching eulogies I've ever seen, and where he just kept saying over and over again, how American. It would kind of be the end of every line that he would say about Richard Nixon, who was somebody who was really unappreciated in his lifetime and really treated poorly.
Exactly.
But like you said, I'm so glad to see the country coming together around George H.W. Bush. And I probably shouldn't make a political comment like this, but I think part of what the left is doing right now is they want to hold up H.W. Bush as a saint in order to show Donald Trump as a devil.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly what they've done. And of course, they weren't that way when he was alive and he was with, you know, president. I mean, it was the Democrats that really sealed his fate, as we were talking with someone else yesterday who knew of this quite well, that H.W., put it on Gephardt. Gephardt was the one that made the deal to get him to, we needed some military money. The president was pushed up against the wall. He had to make a tough decision. But this was typical of him. When you look at him historically, as you know, Paul, better than anybody else, you can blame Bush for a lot of things, but one of the things that he was consistent with was he was definitely for the country. He was for the greater cause. He was a leader and wanted to be president, wanted to have a second term, but he had to make a decision for the sake of the military, and it cost him that second term. And of course, that was no help from Ross Perot either.
No, that's right. And to show you what things were like at that time, and I just Googled this right now while you were talking there to see if make sure my memory is correct, and it is. This is from August 9th, 1992. In fact, I should write something on this. and the title is Waters, be Maxine Waters. Yeah. No apologies for her calling the president a racist.
Right.
And the lead here is, listen carefully, Representative Maxine Waters advised Vice President Dan Quayle from afar on Saturday. There will be no apology for her calling President Bush a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not George W. Bush. That was George H.W. Bush.
Exactly.
Right now a saint to liberals. And Maxine Waters called him a racist, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to know why no one takes them seriously when they say these things about Donald Trump. And the answer is because you call everybody you don't like a racist.
Right.
They did it to Reagan, so they do it to everybody. I mean, they talk about the boy who cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about the gal who cried racist?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And I think that if we're going to be healed, we need to lay this out and call it for what it is. And when I say lay it out, bring it to memory to say, okay, here's what's going on. And maybe, liberals may live to rue the day that they started bringing this up, because especially in light of this information age, as you say, Paul, we're one click away from Google, and we start bringing up this history and going, wait a minute, you said this? And, yeah. and all that set aside. And even, I got to tell you, Meghan McCain, I've had a little bit of a challenge with her, since the McCain funeral and everything that went on. And I understand it was her dad, and I want to extend as much compassion, understanding as possible. And I think that she regrets maybe, especially the way she expressed herself the other day on The View, going after Joy Behar the way she did, is that, maybe she regretted politicizing her father's funeral. But Behar wanted to politicize the deal. And Meghan McCain threw a flag on it. She threw a penalty flag, says, no, it's not going to happen. And Behar went nuts. I mean, she lost her skull over this whole deal. But, I think a good, look, I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And I think Meghan has learned, through the process, and maybe this country is learning through the process, maybe we will be able to draw something beneficial from all this, is that regardless of what president we have, you go back historically, whether it was, Richard Nixon, Eisenhower, JFK, go down the list, they are men for specific times in much the same way like Churchill. Churchill was there for Britain at a specific time, and when his job was done, it was time for him to leave the stage. Or Margaret Thatcher. I mean, go down in history and look at all these leaders. They're there for a specific time and purpose, right?
That's right. You got it. You got it.
And I think we're having the same experience with Donald Trump. And we have an opportunity as a country to maximize his talents, his gifting, his courage to take on the deep state, to take on this bureaucracy that America has been increasingly frustrated over. So we'll see what can happen here if we can all be on the same team to get this country back on track. More from Dr. Paul Kengor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Thy will be done.
You know, I listen to those lyrics and they touch me so deeply, and I think, gosh, you know, here it is, all the fussing and fighting over God's will. His will always wins out, you know, but we'll be kicking and screaming regardless because we think he's not the boss of us. But, you know, for those of us that have appreciated and surrendered, this is so meaningful. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. He is the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, as we, you know, kind of summarize, you know, this remembrance of our 41st president, you know, a historic figure. And as I said, you know, you look back historically and you consider these presidents who come in. First of all, I would say that he was probably the most experienced and prepared to be president of the United States, having been the vice president, the other jobs that he, you know, how he served our country, you know, working his way up to the Oval Office. I've said repeatedly on the show, when you consider, in most cases, you know, presidents are elected, and it's probably the biggest on-the-job training, you know, position you could have on the planet. I mean, because it's not like you go to, you know, to Grove City College and you say, hey, I want to be president of the United States, you know. Well, you need to talk with Dr. Paul Kengor. He's going to train you and teach you everything you need to know about being president of the United States. I mean, you are thrust into the Oval Office and suddenly you are bombarded with all this information and maybe ideas and thoughts that you may have preconceived. You know, become laughable when you start seeing the facts, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, Bill, for him to be thrust into that position in 1989, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was, you know, that's the year that we date as the end of the Cold War. That it was Poland in June 1989 had free and fair elections where the communists lost 100 out of 100 contested seats, which is why communists never hold elections in Cuba and
right.
China and elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
And then it was the fall of 1989 that the Berlin Wall collapsed. That was all under George H.W. Bush. So, you know, Ronald Reagan set it up, but Reagan left office in January of 89. And then you had the Soviet Union folded in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think one of the, you know, really truly historic moments that nobody saw, but George H.W. Bush uniquely witnessed, it was Christmas Day, 1991, December 25th, 1991, and Mikhail Gorbachev, who was president of the Soviet Union, and in that position, he was the remaining thread holding together this, you know, this tattered mess that,
right.
that had once been the evil empire. He picked up the telephone, he called President George H.W. Bush, and his exact words were, quote, "You can have a very quiet Christmas evening. I am saying goodbye, and I'm shaking your hand," unquote.
Wow.
And he told President Bush that he would be resigning as president of the USSR on that Christmas Day. And that night, he went on television, and he announced to his country that he was leaving his post. And it was on that date that the evil empire, the Soviet Union, ended,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just poignant and so fitting. I mean, this country that had a war on religion, as Gorbachev called it, which declared war on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it would end basically on Christmas Day in 1991 was really something.
Exactly.
And the president who was there to oversee the demolition, the dissolution, if you will, was George H.W. Bush. And you know, Ronald Reagan was kind of, use a baseball metaphor here, you know, he was the starter.
Right.
He went the first eight innings. He's the guy that really won the game, but Bush was the closer.
Exactly.
And Bush made sure that all of that happened peacefully, in a tactful way. He didn't call for a parade to dance on the tomb of the Soviet Union, which, frankly, Bill, I would have done if I had been president. And he really handled it beautifully. And you mentioned, you know, God and divine providence and God's will. If God had intended George H.W. Bush to be president for only one reason, then it must have been that. It must have been to turn out the lights on the Soviet Union. It was his greatest achievement.
What cannot be underestimated, and you alluded to this, without a single shot. Imagine bringing down, who would have thought, I mean, and it wasn't that long before that you had Khrushchev going head-to-head with one JFK, and the threat of an outright nuclear holocaust that could have taken place. I mean, we were all so close. And so you go from, you know, one extreme to the other, and now without a shot, without somebody banging their shoe on the table, that evil empire folds and the end of the Cold War. And it is the man who could be the only one, I believe, to have orchestrated that.
Well, and think about this, too. I mean, a lot of people figure, well, 1991, you know, end of 1991, Boris Yeltsin at that point was president of Russia. Mm-hmm. So really, it was kind of, you know, it was a slow final gasp, and everything was headed toward a peaceful end. Well, it was August of 1991 that hardliners in the Soviet Union staged a coup against Gorbachev. That was just a few months earlier.
Exactly.
So, you know, this could have gone pretty badly. And even after Gorbachev stepped down, throughout the 1990s, the largest political party in the Duma, the Russian legislature, was the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. They had about 20-30% of the seats. And the next closest party had like maybe 10% of the seats, or something like 12 parties in the Duma. But the Communist Party, it's funny, we're talking about, this month is the 20th anniversary of the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. In 1998, the Communists in the Duma in Russia were trying to impeach Boris Yeltsin.
Wow.
So communism kind of lingered throughout the 1990s in Russia. So that was a very perilous time. To have George H.W. Bush be president from January 89 to January 1993 was historically critically important.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that should be remembered, I think, as his greatest accomplishment.
Well, and I'm sure the Kuwaitis remember his presidency as well.
So true.
But
yeah.
For him, where would Kuwait be today?
Right. And think about that, too. And I know a lot of the criticism of Bush is, well, he didn't get Saddam, right? You know, he didn't finish the job. Well, George H.W. Bush, having been through Vietnam, that experience, he very clearly staked out in August of 1990. He said, Saddam must withdraw from Kuwait. He can't go into Saudi Arabia, because if Saddam had Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, he would have had control of the majority of the world's oil supplies. And Saddam Hussein could have gotten up in the morning on a bad hair day and decided how much money you were going to pay at the pump for your gasoline. And so Bush said the mission is to push him out of Kuwait. They pushed him out of Kuwait. Mission accomplished. That was it. It was over. And he learned from Vietnam, you don't change the mission on the troops once they get there.
Exactly.
He wasn't going to then say to them, all right, boys, good job. Now you're going all the way to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a damn bloody mess.
Right.
I mean, that was the end of it. And, you know, that was, there again, the virtue of his excellent foreign policy experience.
Well, his foreign policy experience, his leadership, and we cannot underestimate the gift of leadership and how it's exercised when it's exercised at its appropriate time. And this was a man for the season, no doubt about it.
Yep, you got it. He absolutely was.
Well, we remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush, who is being memorialized even as we speak at this very moment. And we line up with the rest of the citizens of America in honoring our former president. Dr. Paul Kengor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Bill. Anytime.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial government shutdown entering day three, and many in Washington not so confident it's going to end anytime soon. Some say it could end on Thursday when the U.S. Senate returns. But soon-to-be acting chief of staff to President Trump, Mick Mulvaney, says
it's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Retiring Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is signing the order to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, as President Trump has ordered. Mattis decided to resign last week over policy differences with President Trump, including when it comes to Syria. Drenching rains up and down the West Coast, while heavy snows hitting the Sierra and the Rockies, making driving dangerous on this high-travel Christmas Eve. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you think my voice is froggy? Wait till you hear our next guest. Corey Lewandowski has been having a tough time with his voice as well. He and David Bossie, authors of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. A little background here about Corey. He currently serves as Vice President Pence's Political Action Committee. He's also President and CEO of Lewandowski Strategic Advisors, LLC. Previously served as the chief political advisor and campaign manager to Donald J. Trump for president, and prior to that, he was an executive for Americans for Prosperity. Corey previously served as a certified police officer with the state of New Hampshire, where he lives with his family. Corey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I appreciate you weathering out this. I know it's been, hit and miss with your voice and all, and so I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate you having me today, and I'll do my best to get through this, I promise.
Well, no, I know you. I was reminded of your story that you told while on the campaign, that you put your head down while you were on the campaign, the Trump jet, and you were just taking a moment of respite. You put your head on the campaign, and Donald Trump came to you and said, "Hey, look, if it's too much to you,
you can hang it up. But that kind of gave you an idea of the kind of taskmaster and how committed Donald J. Trump was to the campaign.
Well, that's exactly right. And he is so committed to this presidency. This is a guy, nobody talks about his age. He's 72 years old, and he's working 18, 19, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the press that covers him, who are by and large, you know, 20, 30, or 40 years younger than him, are asking him to slow down because they can't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, you and David, your heart toward this country is not about you by no means. I mean, and this is really clearly evident, even in the dedication of your book, you write to my family, especially my wife and children who supported me during this witch hunt. You have my gratitude and love more than you will ever know. To my mother, who always taught me to fight for what I believe, and to my brother Carl, for your decades of service to our country in the United States Marine Corps. And please pass on my Semper Fi to my brother and your brother Carl for his service. Your family, this has been emblematic, of your family. Your heart, your passion has been service to our country. And this is what you see at the very heart of this, both you and David, is seeing our country under attack.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think all of us Americans find our own way to fight for what we believe in. And some have the opportunity to do that in the military. Some serve in police and first responder capacities. And look, what I want to do is I want to point out the people who are trying to stop our country from being the success that it can be. And I truly believe our best days are in front of us. I think mm-hmm. the president believes that, too.
Exactly.
We have to have strong, tough leadership, because for too long, our country has been taken advantage of by smarter politicians because we've given up sometimes. And this is our way to fight back, and I'm proud to be in that fight.
Well, Corey, the difficult thing is to get the majority of Americans, or even a good percentage, to where we could get a critical mass of people understanding the clear and present danger that exists, not existentially, but internally.
Well, you're exactly right. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we outline the professional bureaucrats who sit in Washington, D.C., and stop things, subversion, by putting them out to committees, by making sure that they have a mentality that they own the place and we rent it. The president comes here for 4 or 8 years at a time, and those bureaucrats stay there for 20, 30, or 40 years at a time. So they know every trick in the book to stop an agenda, which under this president, we call America First.
Exactly. Well, there is no doubt that this has been a concerted effort. This is coming out slowly but surely, even as the Mueller special counsel continues to move on. Mark Penn wrote for Fox News, something that I thought that was, really in your face. And that's to say, look at, the jig is up. Mueller clearly, forget about this Russian collusion. That's already proven to be hollow. He's just going after President Trump.
Well, you're exactly right. There is no collusion between the campaign and Russia. I was there every day. We didn't speak to Russians. We didn't have Russian salad dressing. We didn't do anything with Russia. But people, and specifically the Clinton campaign, had to come up with a fake reason why they lost. They didn't want to admit that they didn't find Wisconsin or Pennsylvania on a map, and they ran a terrible campaign, and Donald Trump outworked her. And so now this fake Russia witch hunt is trying to show that there was some collusion. It doesn't exist. Mueller needs to end his investigation, and they need to make that report public so everybody can see what was involved. And if Bob Mueller is a man of integrity, he will be tracking down the leads that show that Hillary Clinton's law firm paid $5 million to a British spy to create the false dossier that Jim Comey presented to Donald Trump in a classified briefing.
I got to tell you, Corey, that's exactly the point. People are scratching their heads. I mean, the circles I travel in, and I'm it's pretty broad. I mean, I was just in Hawaii, California. I went across the country, and people are all asking, going, wait a minute, how is Mueller stepping over obvious crimes to go pursue this, this illusion, and they say delusion of this Russian conspiracy. It's like Don Quixote chasing windmills, and he's stepping over the crimes of the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama administration.
Well, you're exactly right. Not one person from the Clinton campaign has been charged. Not one has been investigated. And as a matter of fact, as you know, Peter Strzok, the crooked FBI agent, is the one who interviewed Huma Abedin and gave her immunity, interviewed Sharon Mills, and then said there was nothing to see when it came to 33,000 emails being deleted and classified emails being shared on public servers. This is, look, here's the problem. These people had badges. They were the highest members of our law enforcement community. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr. And they went after American citizens with warrants because they didn't like their politics. If that right. doesn't scare you, it had better. Because if it ever happens again, these people should be in jail.
Exactly. Quite ironic that Hillary Clinton herself brought this up. That, you know, in this country, we do not go after our political enemies. Boy, if that wasn't a signal to everybody and a dog whistle. But, of course, the mainstream media wasn't about to report and catch that, were they?
Well, they don't want to report that because the mainstream media is in the tank. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we interview the president. We say, what is the biggest threat to our country? He says the fake news, the 85% of the media, which is so in the tank for the left, that they will not give him a fair story. And he says in the interview that we publish in the book, he's not opposed to bad stories. He just wants them to be fair, meaning truthful. The American people have woken up and they have seen how dishonest members of the media are. Those that don't want to report the news, they want to be the news now. And they bring those political biases to their coverage. And the American people are seeing it every day.
Well, Corey, we can't thank you and David enough for the book. This really brings to light. This is a warning to all of America that we need to be aware of. And more Americans are waking up to this reality that Trump's enemies exist, how the deep state is undermining our the presidency and our country. Corey Lewandowski. Corey, thank you so much for weathering, you know, through the throat issue. Feel better. We're going to talk to David in the next break. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. And keep letting your light shine. Because I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Joining us now, David Bossy. He and Corey Lewandowski are giving us their latest book off their best-selling book earlier. This one is titled Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. David Bossy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, David, this book, Trump's Enemies, you and Corey got together. You felt like this is a book that needed to be written, that the storyline needed to be kept in front of we the people, lest we forget, in light of all the fake news that's out there that is trying to control the narrative of this administration.
That's exactly right. We wrote our, Corey and I wrote a book last year called Let Trump Be Trump, which was our campaign book about his rise to the presidency. This book is, you know, getting a chance to look at the first year and a half, almost 2 years of his presidency, and really reflecting on the vast left-wing conspiracy that is really out there trying to destroy President Trump, that started during the campaign and still goes on to this day.
Well, in your book, Let Trump Be Trump, you saw the power of this brand like no one else. Other people, I mean, even to this day, David, people are still confused at, you know, what makes Trump Trump and, you know, allows him to resonate with everyday Americans to the level that he does.
Well, part of it is because he speaks directly to people, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not your average politician. He is a businessman who runs the government like a business, and he doesn't take no for an answer. Most politicians, they'll say, oh, well, let's try to do this, and then it doesn't work out, and they move on to something else. This President Trump is somebody who's totally dedicated to the promises that he made during the campaign and since, and every day he's trying to deliver on them.
Well, for Main Street America, that for years, decades, David, that has been dying to have somebody like a Donald Trump come in. I remember as a little kid having this conversation with my dad and telling my dad, you know, what our country needed was a businessman with a kind of a Chapter 11 mentality to come in, you know, to where there's no sacred cows. It's just, hey, can we make it work? And here it is, all these years later, we get Donald Trump, who comes into the White House, as you say, treating this like a business. I mean, let's make it work for the people.
You know, it's exactly right. And I remember years and years ago, there was a businessman named Ross Perot.
Yes.
And he ran as an independent, and he did quite well in considering he was a, you know, an alternative candidate, not a Republican or Democrat, and he did quite well. And it's actually the reason that one of the reasons that Bill Clinton
got elected. Exactly.
Yeah. But the bottom line is that, you know, the American people have recognized this before. It's just they've never had somebody who's been a, you know, member of one of the two major parties, which is really the key to success. And Donald Trump struck a chord with the American people during the campaign and with his America First agenda, telling everyone that America's best days are yet to come. Very Reagan-esque. The Make America Great Again thematic was very Reagan-esque. And I think that that's the difference here is, you know, he's aspirationally wants everyone to succeed. He wants everyone to have what he and his family has that they've built over the last 20 or 30 years. And he wants everyone to be successful. And that's fundamentally what every American should want. That's why he got 60 plus million votes, and that's one of the reasons that he's president today.
Exactly. And David, you mentioned that you have Donald Trump, the candidate, who's on the campaign trail, and you saw that up close and personal, and now you're witnessing Donald Trump, his first 2 years of his presidency. What would you say to people that would try to suggest, as you said earlier, that politicians, you know, present themselves one way as a candidate and another way once they get elected? What would you say to them about Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the proof is in the pudding. You look at the mainstream media. You look at the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. If he was somebody who said what he needed to say to get elected and then became Washington, became part of the swamp, when he got here, you know, I think he would have a lot higher approval ratings, right? But because he is somebody who stands tall and says, you know what, we're going to continue to drain the swamp. We've had some success, but we're not anywhere near done yet. And what he's doing is he's putting, you know, and trying to destroy the very livelihoods of the permanent class that's here in Washington, D.C. So, I think the proof's right in the pudding that he is somebody who is going to continue to push boundaries, continue to try to do things differently, because he looked at the world and he said, you know what, the geniuses in Washington have been doing it wrong for the last 30 or 40 years, whether it's our economy or foreign policy, and this is something that, he decided we're going to do things differently, and that's what he came here to do, and that's what he's still doing today.
Well, in his inauguration speech, he said, today America is going to be handed back to the people that it deserves to belong to, and that is we the people. The bureaucracy of the deep state saw that and heard it as a deep speech, as a dark speech, I should say. And they did not understand that was, if anything was a dog whistle to Main Street America, it was that, I would say.
Right.
You know,
no,
they got it.
There's no question. There's no question about it. What there is, you know, the president is going to continue to fight this deep state, whether it is the permanent class, those that cannot be fired because they're protected by the federal unions, or those, you know, Obama and Clinton appointees that have burrowed themselves in, whether it is those members of the intelligence apparatus or those former members of the FBI, most of them are gone, mm-hmm. the DOJ, that have been fired so far. But we've seen them misuse their power. We've seen that there needs to be reforms to the FISA application process, to the abuses that can, that your average FBI agent can abuse this process, and it's never happened before where FBI agents are trying to use their powers to defeat a candidate, let alone a candidate for president. But this is, it's never been seen before, and I hope it never is seen again.
Well, this is a cultural issue, as you say, David, that runs deep. What else can we do to support this president? Because the veil has been pulled back on this deep state. I think what Mueller's got to report on, he's going to be careful because I see Mueller as part of the deep state, so he's going to protect his interests. But it's going to be quite revealing. What can we anticipate from that report that you think will expose this even more and maybe even encourage Main Street America, everyday Americans, to get behind this president to open this cancer up? You need to open it up and get it vacated out of our government so that we can, you know, truly be great again.
Yeah, I think that we are seeing this president having to fight. And if you look at the Mueller probe, in this ridiculous canard that is the Russian collusion investigation, that there's been no evidence of whatsoever. But we're going to see if Mueller was following facts and evidence, as though his defenders say that this is what's taken him on all these down these different trails. We'll see if he treated the Trump people with one set of rules and the Clinton Obama people with another set of rules, because as I mentioned a moment ago, if those FBI agents are not investigated, if what James Comey did in releasing and leaking classified information it was a violation of the law, and
exactly.
did James Comey lie before the Senate committees? So is there one set of rules for Michael Flynn, who was interviewed by Peter Schrock, the FBI agent, who claims that Flynn had lied to him and gave conflicting information in two different interviews, versus a different set of rules for Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Clinton people who were interviewed by the exact same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, but he gives them immunity mm-hmm. from prosecution, and as part of that deal, destroys their computers and cell phones so that nobody can retrace what they did. This is the difference, between the two. This is how those within the deep state, those within in power, use their powers to help one side and hurt the other.
David Bossi served as president of Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, beginning in August 2016. David served as deputy campaign manager for Donald J. Trump for president, then as deputy executive director of the Presidential Transition Team. In 2015, Bossi was ranked number 2 in Politico's top 50 most influential people in American politics. He and Corey Lewandowski, the best-selling authors of the book Let Trump Be Trump, now give us this new book, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor.